The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And coming up, I'll be talking with Ronnie Arbo, who is the fiddler, vocalist, and founder of a group called Daisy Mayhem. They are at the Krannert Center and throughout the Champaign-Urbana community this week, giving performances mostly in the schools, but there are a couple of live performances, public performances that they're giving, including today in half an hour. So we'll be talking with her by the magic of radio while she's actually giving the first performance, but then they have another one tomorrow at 12:30 at the Studio Theater of the Krannert Center. And first up on the program, we have some students from the orchestra at Champaign Centennial High School. They have a tour that they're taking to Washington, D.C. They're also the orchestra giving a concert next Tuesday. And we'll hear more about that and a live performance from those string players coming up in just a few minutes here on Live and Local. I want to remind you that this is the last day of our midwinter pledge drive here on FM 90.9, and it is your last opportunity not only to pledge your support for Live and Local, but also to get in on our partnership with Common Ground Food Co-op, who will donate the cost of 8 meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank for every pledge that we receive to support this station during this drive. And again, that goes just through today. The phone number is 217-244-0025, and the web address is willpledge.org. For various reasons that I don't know what they may be, since we've had Live and Local, it's tended to be a rather low-pledging show, and I'd sure love to buck that trend today, not only to make sure that we know you're out there, but also that we know that you have your support for this station, financial support. 217-244-0025 or willpledge.org. And thanks.
Walk to the tune of a fiddle on a hardwood floor. I'm broke, I'm weary, my back is sore. I walk with a wiggle and a giggle and a squawk.
Two in the Tennessee, a wiggle walk.
You put your toes together, your knees apart.
You bend your back
and you're ready to start. You flap your elbows just for luck. You wiggle, you waddle like a baby duck. Dance with me, honey, tap your toes and glide.
Wiggle walk,
you put your toes together, your knees apart.
Bend your back,
and you're ready to start. You flap your elbows just for luck. You wiggle, you waddle like a baby duck. Walk, you put your
toes together and your knees apart.
You bend your back and you're ready to start.
Flap your elbows just for luck.
You wiggle, you waddle like a baby duck. You put your
toes together and your knees apart.
You bend your back and you're ready to start.
Flap the elbows just for luck.
You wiggle, you waddle like a baby duck. You wiggle, you waddle like a baby duck.
That tune has the wonderful name of Tennessee Wigwalk, and a performance by Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem from their CD called Ranky Tanky. We'll be hearing more from that later on as they're coming to the Krannert Center for a public performance tomorrow. They actually are giving one in about half an hour there as well, but mostly they're giving school performances during this particular residency. Speaking of school performances, we have with us in the studio several string players from the orchestra at Champaign Centennial High School, which is under the direction of Rodney Miller, who is also with us. And you guys have a tour coming up. Tours mean different things to different people. Sometimes it means you tour all around and you go here, there, and everywhere. And all I know is that you're going to Washington, D.C. for the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg.
Yes.
Why are you going to Washington for the Battle of Gettysburg?
Well, they're not too far apart. And actually, there's not enough to see and do in Gettysburg over 3 days. So we will be in Gettysburg for 1 day and then Washington, D.C. for 2 days prior to that.
So where will you be playing in D.C.?
Well, in D.C. at this point, it looks like we're going to be playing at the Marine Memorial, Iwo Jima, I believe it is. And we'll be playing there on Friday of our trip. We'll be playing Saturday at Gettysburg. But on our way out Wednesday evening, we're going to stop at Ball State University. And a former doctoral student from here, Karen Hendricks, is on faculty there. And we will do a performance clinic workshop with her before getting on the bus in the evening and driving all night to D.C.
So that's kind of cool. How much time will you have in Gettysburg?
In Gettysburg, we'll have all day Saturday.
So you'll actually get to walk around and do stuff?
Yes, we will. We'll have a Saturday morning performance there, and then we'll be able to walk the battlefield, see the museums, have a good dinner that evening before we hit the bus and drive all night Saturday night.
So you will actually walk the battlefield?
Yes, we will.
I asked this for a specific reason, because my hometown is just 20 miles from Gettysburg.
Oh, wow.
And I've been there many times, but I never actually walked the battlefield until, I'll bet you, within the last 10 years. But I'd been to the electric map, which somebody told me isn't there anymore, which is really too bad, and lots of other the sites. But walking the battlefield is the most amazing way that you can actually experience the battle, because having read about it so many times, you don't really get the perspective until you're there.
I'm sure.
And so you all should enjoy that. And if you get to Devil's Den, give them plenty of time to crawl around. It'll be better for the smaller ones.
Okay.
Because I remember crawling around there when I was small, and then when I went there last time, I thought, how the heck did I ever get in some of those spaces? But the Union soldiers, I can never remember if it was the Union soldiers or the Confederate soldiers that crawled around in there, and they did it. And so, unless they were a whole lot smaller back then
than
we are today. So what gave you the idea to do this particular tour, and why take a high school orchestra on tour?
Well, historically, the other groups at Centennial have done these kinds of trips, and this is the first time I'm taking the high school orchestra on such a major trip. We've done day trips to the cities to hear the symphonies, but I wanted a trip that would have some educational as well as performance value in it. So when I first saw this trip advertised with the 150th anniversary of the battle there in Gettysburg, and obviously we're going to be hearing more about Civil War in the next few years, I thought that sounds like a really neat opportunity for our students. And Washington, D.C. was tied into the package, and to be able to perform there, I think, is sort of a major memory for them.
So you've been doing a series of performances around our community for small donations?
Yes.
I assume this helps to raise money for the trip?
It does. It does. We've had performances from a quartet to essentially the whole orchestra, 30 to 40 students. We've played in retirement homes. We've played at the mall. We've played for holiday parties in December. So we've played in a number of different places. And we've, instead of selling cheese and sausage, we said, our students are available to go out and play. If you'll make a donation to what they're doing, I think it's win-win, because our students get to develop their performance skills, which is a skill beyond just playing the instrument, you know, getting over the butterflies, so to speak. And doing it in small ensembles, they, in essence, are soloists. and learning to play in a small ensemble, I think developed some musicianship, and I think we've grown immensely over the last 2 months as an orchestra because of that.
Well, and you have brought a small ensemble with you. Why don't you introduce your players and your first tune?
Okay. We have five of our students, so we have a quintet. Esther is playing violin, and Brianna violin, Hakim on the viola, Josh on the cello, and we have Christopher on the double bass. And our first tune out of our gig book is the French Military March by Saint-Saëns.
Music by Camille Saint-Saëns, the French Military March, and performance by five members of the Champaign Centennial High School Orchestra. One of these folks does play in the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra. Two have played. And so I remember some of the last names, but Joshua Ferrara now is the cellist. Christopher Wendt, is it?
Yes.
Is the bass player. Hakim, I don't know your last name, Hakim.
Barre.
Hi, and on viola. And Brianna, I'm blanking. You have to remind me your last name.
Swanson.
And it's Esther Kim, right?
Esther Hahn.
Esther Kim is somebody else that I know. I was going through all the Esters that I have known. Also, so Brianna and Esther both on violin, and they're all going to be taking off soon. Well, when is this tour? Not till April, right?
Not till April, the 25th through the 29th of April.
But you have a concert next week.
We have a concert the coming week, Tuesday night, the 21st at 7 o'clock at Centennial High School in the Aldridge Auditorium. And we will be playing a lot of American music that evening, actually. We are working on Claire Grundman's Kentucky 1800, which is a set of folk songs. We're also working on a set of folk songs by Aaron Copland that originally were for voice and piano, but we have a string orchestra arrangement of those, and a number of other pieces as well, a couple of which you will probably hear yet today.
So how many of you guys actually listen to WILO Radio?
I've listened to it before.
You have listened to
it before,
yeah.
A few times.
Have you ever called in a pledge of financial support, Josh?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm financially dependent.
Still. Well, you know, you're eligible for a student membership at a mere $25.
Am I?
As are all students and other people on fixed income, which not very graceful segue to the notion that we are still in a pledge drive here, the final day of our membership drive for the midwinter period. And, of course, it's Valentine's Day, so we're playing on the theme of people loving public radio, and particularly for the sake of this hour, in the case of this hour, loving live and local. And the live performances that we bring you on the show, such as these students from Centennial High School. Often we have visiting performers who are coming in our listening area performing for us live here, or they may just be in conversation with us, as Ronnie Arbo will be coming up in our next half hour, in our second half hour segment. But we try to bring you people who are performing in the area, let you know about them so that you have the opportunity to go out and enjoy the performances live, because there's nothing quite like live music. As great as radio is, there's nothing like it live. So hence the name Live and Local. You can call to support the program with your financial contribution right now. The telephone number is 217-244-0025, and the web address is willpledge.org. And with me on today's show is Dee Breeding, who is our human resources person. Many will still remember her voice from, I don't know how many years ago it's been now, who was our radio receptionist for a long time, and she's certainly a fan of the music here on the station. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Kevin. It's a pleasure to be here with you in the studio, especially being able to have an opportunity to hear this great group of young string players from Champaign Centennial High School. And I do get to be on the air, not so much because I'm the human resources person, but because I am a big fan of classical music here on WILL, a longtime listener and supporter myself. And it's wonderful to have an opportunity to hear these people and such a variety of performers with lots of different types of music. But we're here today, and I'm here today because I want to remind you that it is through your support that we're able to make this possible and continue to play this music and have the programs on the air that you enjoy when you tune in WILL. So we're asking you to please contribute your support by calling 217-244-0025, or you can make your gift online at willpledge.org. When you do that today, for Valentine's Day, we also were talking about this is a very special day. It's I love public radio, and I'm willing to support public radio all across the state here in Illinois. There are other stations as well that are trying to get support of their listeners. So we hope you'll join in and let us know that you're listening and that you value the service. And an additional incentive, of course, we still have our partnership through the Common Ground Food Co-op in Urbana. They're very generously offering to donate the cost of 8 meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank for every pledge of support that we get here to WILL during this drive. So it's not too late to take advantage of that. Please give us a call and let us know that you value Live and Local and all the other programs and music that you hear on WILL.
And Common Ground will make that contribution no matter the size of your pledge, but you do need to pledge. It could be a student membership of $25. It could be what we call a vision circle contribution, say a $1,000 contribution will certainly help you play a major role in supporting this non-commercial local public radio station, help make it available to everybody who wants to listen. I mean, it is available, but of course it can only stay available if we continue to have a certain percentage of listeners supporting through whatever means that they have available, whether it is a small donation, a large donation, a humongous donation, any of these things will help. You can use your Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover. Pay it in monthly installments if you like. That's what I do, by payroll deduction through the University of Illinois, or electronic funds transfer. The important thing is to make the call now, 217-244-0025, or give on the web at willpledge.org. We are talking with and going to hear again students from Champaign Centennial High School in a moment. So are you guys the kind of the core group that Dr. Miller takes around, or are you just one of several?
We're one of several groups that goes out from the orchestra. I'd say most of this group here plays together quite a bit, but then there's cello quartets and violin duets and trios that go out, and so whatever type of ensemble fits the venue that we've been asked to play at, and that's what Dr. Miller takes out and uses.
So do you guys have a hand in choosing the music, or does Dr. Miller choose it all for you and just say, here, play this?
When it comes to the small ensemble things, we have quite a bit of say in what we play. We all, you know, pick out the songs we would like and talk about them, and once again, think of the venue that we're playing at and what would work, and then Dr. Miller makes the final cuts.
Do you have to put in extra rehearsal time for this?
Yes, we meet either before or after school, or sometimes we meet during our usual orchestra class period so that we make sure we're very prepared for whatever performance we're going to do.
So while you guys are working on a performance, then he might be working with the rest of the orchestra or something?
Yes, and that's when the freedom of picking our own music and working within our ensemble.
That's where the subversive tendencies kick in, right? And you say, well, he wanted to do this, but we're going to practice this one. Never happens.
Right? Never happens.
No, surely not.
But obviously, on a gig like this, you know, they need to enjoy what they're playing.
Well, I hope so. Yeah. That's Christopher Wendt, who's the bass player of the group. And what have you got next?
We have the Ashokan Farewell, which is a theme from the PBS series, The Civil War. So we'd like to play that for you, originally written by Jay Younger, who is a fine fiddle player.
Jay Younger and Molly Mason often have been heard on the public radio airwaves on A Prairie Home Companion and elsewhere. Ashokan Farewell, the name of that music that you might recognize from Ken Burns' Civil War series, which is broadcast on our companion station, WYLL-TV, any number of times. And if it hasn't again, it will be as we come up on this big anniversary from the Civil War. Members of Champaign-Centennial High School Orchestra will be going to Washington, D.C., by way of Gettysburg for the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg in April. And they've been, this group and other groups from the orchestra have been playing in various venues throughout our community to help raise money for that tour. They're giving their own concert next Tuesday, February 21st. At the high school auditorium. Was it the 7 o'clock show,
yes,
you said?
Yes, 7 o'clock.
And Rodney Miller is their director. Coming up, we have a conversation with Ronnie Arbo, who is the fiddler, vocalist, and one of the vocalists, and leader of a group called Daisy Mayhem, which is doing a number of shows for children, including a public one for everybody tomorrow at 12:30. And we'll look forward to that conversation. Did you have one more tune for us?
Yeah, we do. I'm going to ask for their opinion.
Oh.
Give them a choice. You want entertainer or memory?
Memory?
Is your memory?
Memory.
At least that's the choice of the vocal males of the group. From the musical Cats, I believe. Isn't that an
yes.
Andrew Lloyd Webber show, right?
Yes.
A song called Memory, one of the best-known songs from that show, played by five members of the Centennial High School Orchestra from Champaign, Illinois. Esther Hahn and Brianna Swanson were the violinist, Hakeem Barre the violist, Joshua Farrar, cellist, and Christopher Went on the bass. Rodney Miller is their director, and they've got a public concert next Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. The complete orchestra has about 44 members in it, and then most of that orchestra will be going to Washington, D.C. coming up in April. Look for them at various performance venues throughout the community and help them out because they're trying to raise some money for it. Thank you all very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Sound great. It's live and local on FM 90.9. You can pledge your support to make sure this program continues and brings you live performances on the show, brings you the opportunity to learn about and go see live performances throughout our listening area. A phone call is all it takes, 217-244-0025. We're here on this particular holiday to celebrate your love of public radio. I invite you to celebrate your love of public radio. And with me is Dee Breeding. And thanks for joining us.
Yes, and actually we have an added incentive, too, when you call right now during this pledge drive, because Common Ground Food Co-op in Urbana will donate the cost of 8 meals to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank to help feed the hungry in our area. So your support of WILL right now is helping out the community in two ways. It's helping to make WILL strong financially so we can continue to bring you music and programs like Live and Local, and you're also going to trigger a gift from Common Ground Food Co-op that will help feed the hungry in our area. So two things you can accomplish with your call right now, 217-244-0025. We have heard from one caller in support of Live and Local so far this hour. I know Kevin mentioned earlier that sometimes we don't seem to get a lot of calls for this show, but I think part of that is that you're listening over your lunch hour. I know a lot of you may be driving somewhere or having your lunch, so I'm not asking you to call while you're driving, but remember this number, 217-244-0025, and when you get to a safe place, give us a call and let us know that you appreciate this and value it and are willing to support it with your dollars. I believe we have a special gift also on today, which is I Love Public Radio Day across Illinois. And if you go to our website at willpledge.org, you can see some of our thank you gifts, one of which is a T-shirt that says, I love NPR. I guess it's I heart NPR. And you might even be able to see a picture of Kevin modeling that T-shirt. So I believe that's available at the $75 level. But of course, you decide how much you can afford to contribute and whatever works into your budget. But we do hope that you'll call today. We have a lot of reasons that would make it, you know, the impact of your call and your gift go even further today.
Alas, it's true about the modeling. 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9.
If you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. There's a million ways to be. You know that there are. If you want to live high, live high. And if you want to live low, live low. There's a million ways to go. You know that there are. Well, you can do what you want. The opportunity's all. And if you find a new way, well, you can do it today. You can make it all true. And you can make it undo.
You know that there are.
The song was called If You Want to Sing Out, Sing Out. A Cat Stevens original. It's the opening tune on the Ranky Tanky CD by Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem. Came out just last year, well, 2010 actually. And they're going to be at the Krannert Center and Environs in Champaign-Urbana these couple of days, doing a bunch of outreach performances in schools, including a couple of public performances at 12:30. So actually, as we're airing this, the first one is happening. But there is another public performance you can get to tomorrow at 12:30 in the Studio Theater of the Krannert Center, exceedingly inexpensive, so you can bring all of your children. Ronnie Arbo is with me right now, so obviously we've recorded this ahead of time. Thanks very much for joining us.
Hi, nice to be here.
I do have to ask, is that your given name?
Ronnie, it is, actually, yes. My mother had a very dear friend who was a Hindi woman from India, and that was her name, so I was named for her.
And it's spelled R-A-N-I.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who might be imagining another spelling for this, and the particular you're here doing kind of kids programs,
mm-hmm.
and this CD clearly focuses on a young audience, but your previous shows here in our area and also previous CDs have encompassed more, for lack of a better term, adult type music. What's been the progress of the band?
Well, the band has been together for 12 years, and we made 3 CDs for adult audiences on Signature Sound, and that was really our focus for a long time. You know, we were all writing songs. We have an interest in old-time American music, roots music, everything from Appalachian to swing, and so what we tended to do was either write our own music or find ways to take those American roots music sounds into either traditional songs that we put a little spin on, or we would do a couple covers. But all things, you know, very contemplative and fun. We are both contemplative and fun when we play for grown-ups. And then we all had kids. Andrew, our bass player, his are now 15 and 11, so he's leading the pack. Mine is just turned 8. And our guitar player has one who's 5 and one who's 1. So we all had kids, and I think spent some of that parenting time listening to the family music that's out there. I mean, I don't think people really delve into that until they have their own children and people start sending you CDs. And it's a small world of acoustic music, and we knew some of these folks. Elizabeth Mitchell, for example. We met Dan Zane. There's a whole bunch of folks, and people have always listen to our music, even the grown-up music, as a family. I've gotten lots of feedback over the years that kids have enjoyed what we do. And so it wasn't really hard for us to think, let's take what we do and just change the lyrics and put a little more participation in the show and take it to kids. Because I think it was partly we wanted to make a kids record that we would all like to listen to and our kids would like to listen to. And partly we know that it's really profound for kids to see a live band, especially one that's been playing together for as long as we have, which doesn't mean we're better than anyone else. It just means there's a lot to watch in terms of the back and forth and the way people know each other through music, I think is something that kids don't get to see that often. And the music that we play, since it's coming from American roots, older styles, is also music that kids don't hear these days on the radio dial. So they might not recognize the instruments. And when they come to see a live show, they get to look at the instrument being played and hear it. So there's just a real neat thing about that. I think we the grown-ups who come to see our shows have already done that. They've seen these instruments, they've heard this music, and they are appreciating what we do. But many times when we play for kids, that's not the case, and it's very cool to be able to introduce them.
Well, and you have some unusual instruments in the band, and including this contraption that your drummer, who you didn't mention is having kids. Is he the one without, Scott?
No, he's my husband.
Oh, well, there you go.
So he does have one that he has to share with me.
But he calls this the Drumship Enterprise?
Yes.
What is the Drumship Enterprise?
Well, it started out actually at the beginning of this band's life when Scott came and sat in with us at a friend's house. We were having a jam, and he is a drummer by training. He's played jazz drums with Ed Blackwell. He's played Zydeco for years and years, and he was in a power rock trio at the time. But we were at a friend's house, and he didn't have drums with him, and so he pulled out the pots and pans and the cardboard boxes, and he had a pair of brushes with him. And we had this fabulous jam. And our band had kind of steeped itself before it became what it is now. We had been more of a bluegrass folk band, and we didn't play with percussion very much. And it was a riot. It was really fun. And Scott's a particularly expressive and responsive player. And there was something about playing with a non-traditional drum set. Number one, it was quieter. It had a really interesting set of tones and textures. And it went really well with the acoustic instruments. And so we didn't stop. And as it evolved, he worked on ways of turning it into a drum set that he could actually sit down on a chair rather than on the floor and play. So it's come up piece by piece onto a drum stand, and there's a cardboard box for a snare drum. There's a couple of tuna fish cans or cat food cans and bean tins for little more cymbally sounds. There are a couple of actual cymbals. He's got a wooden box that he made, and the bass drum is a vinyl suitcase, which sounds fine on its own, but once you put a microphone on it, it really, it's amazing. All the sound guys that we ever play for are just floored by the sound of this thing. They'll say, that's the best bass drum sound I've ever heard. So it's easy to travel with. It sounds great with the acoustic instruments. It means we don't have to turn our stage volume up very high, and we can really all hear the interplay of everything that we're doing.
Is Scott the kalimba player as well?
Yes.
Is that one of the instruments I was thinking when looking over the list of things, not only that he plays, but also that are brought into the band in general, that are not the sort of thing that your average drummer will have.
Yeah, Scott will play anything, pretty much.
Well, I'm rather drawn to the sound of the kalimba and I'm forgetting now the name of the other African instrument that's rather similar. I just suddenly blanked on.
The mbira?
Mbira, thank you very much. And you use it in this song called Tinny, and it's from the Ranky Tanky CD by Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem. Ronnie Arbo is my guest here on Live and Local. They're in town for shows throughout Champaign-Urbana at the various schools, and there'll be a public one tomorrow at 12:30 in the Studio Theater at the Krannert Center.
My way is gone.
with a song called Tinny, which was actually collected, to use the folk song collector's terminology, by members of Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem, who were, that comes from their CD called Ranky Tanky, which came out in 2010. They will be at the Krannert Center giving a public performance of the program they've been taking around to schools this week through the outreach program at the Krannert Center. It'll be tomorrow, 12:30, in the Studio Theater at Krannert for an exceedingly reasonable sum, so that you can take your whole family there if you want. I'll have more of the conversation with Ronnie Arbo in just a couple of minutes coming up. I want to remind you that this is our Midwinter Pledge campaign, membership campaign. In fact, it's the last day of that campaign. And before I give you the phone number, also, I do want to say thanks not only to our listeners who have called during this drive, but also say thanks to St. Joseph Apothecary in St. Joseph for their grant to help make this program possible. They're a full-service pharmacy specializing in compounding medications to meet individual patient needs. St. Joseph Apothecary invites you to join them in supporting WYLL. As you know by now, if you're a regular listener, or as you may not realize if you're a relatively new or perhaps inattentive listener, listener support provides the largest single source of funding for WYLL. That's what helps make the news, the information service here at WYLL possible, and it certainly makes this music service possible. Our goal for this pledge drive is to raise $60,000 in member support. We know that all across Illinois, public radio fans count on their public radio station to provide them with news and information, and for those that have music services such as ours, with the music they love. Today is Valentine's Day, so we're asking you to show your love of public radio with a pledge call to 217-244-0025, or you can make your loving donation online at willpledge.org. I'm Kevin Kelly, host of Live and Local, along with Dee Breeding this afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. I just wanted to also share that we're about halfway through our membership year right now. Our membership year goes until June 30th. And so far, we're on track with meeting our goals for financial support. So we're hoping to keep that momentum of financial support and listener support going. And you can help by making your pledge to WYLL today. And today, as we mentioned earlier, we have an added incentive because Common Ground Food Co-op in Urbana has agreed to donate the cost of 8 meals to Eastern and Illinois Food Bank for every pledge that we receive right now during this pledge drive. So this is the last day, and we hope that you will take this opportunity to increase the impact that you have with your pledge to WYLL of financial support. Call 217-244-0025, or you can pledge online at willpledge.org.
It is the last day of the drive, and we would really love to hear from many more listeners who enjoy Live and Local with your support, because it makes a difference to programmers here and also to your host to know that you're out there. 217-244-0025, and of course it'll make a great difference to those who will receive meals because of your contribution, courtesy of Common Ground Food Co-op and Eastern Illinois Food Bank. 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org. Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem will be at the Krannert Center for a public show tomorrow at 12:30. And let's turn back to Ronnie Arbo. How did you come up with Daisy Mayhem for a band name?
I wish this were a more interesting story than it is, but the short version is that when we broke up our old band, which had been together for 9 years, that band ended by taking itself way too seriously. And so we wanted a name when we started this group that was fun and zippy and joyful, and it felt that way. And it came from some friends of mine who had an all-girl punk band in Minneapolis that had gone belly up right about the same time we were looking for a name. And so she graciously said, oh, yeah, you can have it.
Just donated the name.
Yeah.
It almost sounds, I mean, it sounds like it ought to be the name of a of a band that does kids' music, so yeah. I was pleasantly surprised when, because I listened to Ranky Tanky first, mm-hmm. and then I listened to Big Old Life from about 3 years before, and was pleasantly surprised that it was, you know, quote unquote, adult music, or at least not.
We have a new adult CD, the first one in 5 years, coming out this March, so we're very excited about that.
Do you know what that's going to be called?
It's going to be called Some Bright Morning.
Oh, it's a promising title already. How did you, I understand you were trained initially as a cellist. How did you end up moving over to the fiddle?
Yeah, I did classical cello for quite a long time. I think I played until the end of high school and then stopped. I sort of had enough of that world for a little while, as much as I loved the instrument and the music. And in college, I saw a concert, which was called The Masters of the Folk Violin. And it included Kenny Baker, who played with Bill Monroe, and Claude Williams, who played with Duke Ellington, Michael Doucet, who's one of the most wonderful Cajun fiddlers, a Scotch guy, an Irish guy, and Alison Krauss, who at the time was, I don't know, 15 or 16. And so I saw this show, which was only fiddles, no guitars, and it really floored me. I loved the sound. I loved the things that they were playing. Some of that kind of music I had grown up with. My parents listened to a lot of folk music. But more than that, there was the amount of double stops that were played in cello. You really don't do a whole lot of that unless at that time, certainly, unless you're playing the Bach suites, which were incredible, but I could never execute them quite the way I heard them in my head. And now, of course, there's a lot more adventurous cello players like Rashad Eggleston and a lot of other people out there doing fiddle music on the cello. But at the time, it wasn't something that was in my mind. And so the fiddle, it was really the music that pulled me. The instrument itself is very difficult to learn, as anybody who can tell you who's ever studied the violin. And I didn't start it until I was 20, 21. So certainly got a boost from my years on the cello, but it is, it's a tough taskmaster. But it's been a wonderful ride trying to learn how to play and play well enough to play what you hear in your head, which is really what every instrumentalist would like to be able to do.
And it sounds like you've never really stopped singing throughout this time.
No. I've been singing since I was about six, and was very, very lucky to be in a school in New York City that was associated with an Episcopal cathedral. And so I was the first class of girls to go through what had always been a boys' school and the first class of girls to be integrated into the all-boys choir. And that was not the easiest thing in the world, but the training that I received there was truly incredible, and I got to sing all kinds of music from every century. We got to sing with the Paul Winter Consort. We were doing medieval plays in song. We were singing in Latin. It was really an astounding experience, and I just look back and I think, I just can't believe how lucky I was to have that. And I think it also has made me the kind of singer that I am now, in that I'm not all that interested in the big solo girl thing. I'm much more interested in singing with other people, creating a space for those who are listening that is fun, reflective, you know, less spiritual with the kids shows, certainly. That's just more fun. But in the grown-up shows, more just a space that people feel comfortable in, the same way that we were doing in the cathedral when I was little, even though the religion of that didn't really cross my mind all that much. But that's how I understood music to be working. And I think I still do understand it that way.
Well, you have, even as a solo girl, you have a wonderfully expressive range of singing that you do. And I guess given your preference for group collaborations, it's appropriate we go out with this particular tune, which is the title track of the 2010 CD by Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem. It's called Ranky Tanky. Is this one an original?
Nope, this is from the Georgia Sea Islands. This is probably 200, I don't know how old it was, but it was collected by Alan Lomax probably in the 40s from Bessie Jones and the Georgia Sea Island Singers. And it's a game song. There's a whole game, kids circle game, that goes along with this. And it's kind of funny, actually, to watch. And we usually have the audience do it at the end of the show. So it's a lot of fun. We love songs from the Georgia Sea Islands. And, you know, we like a lot of traditional music just for its melodies and its grooves and its harmonies and all that, but also because those songs have lasted a long time for a reason. You know, now there's so much music that you can listen to all the time, and there's not because we're not in the oral tradition anymore, there's not that selection process of what gets passed on to the next generation. But we have all in the traditional songs that we have in our grip these days, all of them kind of came through the filter of people passing them on to their kids, and they only passed on the good ones, you know what I mean?
Of course.
So that's one of the reasons we just keep returning to that music, because it's all good. Most of it is just fantastic.
Well, you can hear Ronnie Arbour and Daisy Mayhem for a public show. It's an hour-long show tomorrow, 12:30. You get to sort of peek in on the show they're taking around to the schools as they're in residence in and around the Krannert Center this week. Ronnie Arbour's been my guest here on Live and Local. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Ranky Tanky on Live and Local.
An old lady from Brewster. She had two hens and a rooster. Rooster died, lady cried. Can't get eggs like I used to. Oh. I said, oh my, you look so. Oh pie, you look so. Who's been here since I've been gone? Everybody here with sneakers on. I got a pain in my knees,
rinky-tanky.
Pain in my head,
rinky-tanky.
Pain in my shoulders, rinky-tanky. Got pain all over me, from Brewster. She had two hens and a rooster. Rooster died, the old lady cried. Can't get eggs like I used to. I said, oh my, you look so. Oh pie, you look so. Who's been here since I've been gone? Everybody here with blue jeans on. I got a pain in my feet, ranky tanky. Pain in my neck, ranky tanky. Pain in my legs, ranky tanky. Got pain all over me, ranky. Pain all over me, ranky tanky.
That's the title track from the CD by Ronnie Arbour and Daisy Mayhem, who will be giving a public show at 12:30 tomorrow in the Studio Theater at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. For more information, krannertcenter.com. And for more information on Ronnie Arbour, I think it's just ronniearbour.com. That's RanniArbo.com. And on tomorrow's Live and Local, I'll be talking with the fiddling poet, Ken Waldman, who will be performing on behalf of the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival coming up. You're listening to Live and Local on 90.9 WYL-FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we invite you to make your pledge of support for this program by calling 217-244-0025 or contributing online at willpledge.org.